Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for December 3rd, 2019. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the big holiday sale on courses and site audits is still going. Woo! Where you can see a preview of the new Gutenberg landing page templates I'm building. How Gutenberg made it easy to monetize my site. A refresh on the DIY SEO course. What's up with Google getting super serious about speed and why you need to pay attention? If you haven't updated your PHP version to at least 7.2, you've got a new security risk on your site and what to do about it. Why you need to check your PHP version even if you did update it, especially if you're on SiteGround. What I'm seeing with bad bots pulsing and possibly priming for an attack. The new potential ghost bot hitting Google Analytics. Whether it's safe to update to WordPress 5.3 yet or not. How to disable the big image threshold in WordPress 5.3. A new post for webmasters with database table prefixes of popular WordPress plugins. My take on the Google Sitekit plugin and whether you should use it. What's up with Google personalizing what you see in the knowledge graph and why it has all pro SEOs shaking in their shoes. A super roundup of everything you need to know about the Big Bert update. And what prompted Yoast to hashtag never again on Twitter. So let's dive in. Ooh, I hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at our new winter hour time of 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Blog 8 Facebook page. I have missed hanging out with y'all, and this is a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday, and I almost always have breaking news for the day too, so come join us for the live party. In Blog 8 happenings, I hope all of my U.S. buddies enjoyed their holiday weekend, and one of my U.K. clients told me that they have a black tag sale on Friday after Thanksgiving too, even though that's a U.S. holiday. It's because of Amazon and their Black Friday sales in the U.S. mainly. I thought that was really interesting. And speaking of sales, don't you worry. You didn't miss the savings on Blockgate courses and site audits. They're still discounted, so you can get your goodies. Go check out the deep discounts on Gutenberg Ninja, DIY SEO, and Webmaster Training for Designers. Plus, you can get site audits because they're still discounted too, and you can request to get on my wait list for January, which means you don't pay anything until 2020. And woohoo, this weekend I was having a blast creating all kinds of landing page and homepage layouts for the Gutenberg Ninja course. I showed off one of them on Saturday evening over on the Blog 8 Facebook page. I've got the link for it in the show notes because I was so tickled about it. And I can't wait to get this batch into the course and then schedule a free webinar later this month so you can see the true power of Gutenberg. And you don't have to buy anything to do these layouts. No page builders or landing page services. And you're not locked into their template layout or colors or anything. And everything about them is fully customizable. And it's so easy and fast. It took me about 15 minutes to create the layout. And then I just add the images and colors I want. Move blocks around or swap out for another block layout. It's a lot of fun to do. And woo, one of the most powerful features of Gutenberg is reusable blocks. And boy, did they ever make it super easy and fast for me to monetize my Heartwood Art site. Now jump on over to my post from Sunday on it and see how Goot can make it so crazy easy for you to create opt-ins, CTAs, and affiliate links to use over and over and anywhere on your post and pages with ease. Now, this week, I'm getting the DIY SEO course ready for the new year. We start our live workshops again in January, so the current replays are coming down, but All of the video course material is still there, and we'll be doing quick checks on them before we dive into the workshops. Now, those include Google Analytics connections, Yoast SEO settings, and your XML sitemap. Now, this course is all about laying a solid SEO foundation for your site, and this is the stuff that most SEO courses don't teach you. They start with keyword research and such. You know, honestly, you can't expect to have success building a house if you try to raise the roof before you pour the concrete for the foundation and create the framework. You know, we start from the ground up and take you all the way through so you have a total search engine optimized site and content that Google will love. Now, speaking of SEO, Google is super serious about speed as a ranking factor. You may want to have a look at last week's Tips Tuesday about what's up with the new speed report in Search Console and how Google may use that info to put badges on sites to tell potential visitors if the site will be slow loading. You know, it's best to get your site on it now and get ahead of this thing hitting. And yes, we'll be talking about that report in the DIY SEO course too. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. Insecurity tips. Ooh, if you haven't updated your PHP version to 7.2 or higher, then you now have a security hole on your hosting account. Support for PHP 7.1 dropped on December 1st. So be sure you see the post that I've linked for you in the show notes and get this done right now. And ooh, this was scary. I was doing pre-checks for migration for a client that's leaving SiteGround, and she just had a site audit checkup a few months ago where I congratulated her on already being on PHP 7.3. Now, checks today, ooh, the PHP version was not set and was at the lowest system default of 7.1. So, even if you are sure you changed it, go check it again anyway, especially if you're on SiteGround. And for the past few weeks, I've been watching some bad bot networks pulse. That usually means that they're probing with a new attack vector to see what's working. Now, I don't know if we're in for a major attack soon or not, but I'm starting to see the early warning signs of that. When they come to surface with a pulse that's traceable, that usually means that they're getting ready to spring something. Now, I'll be keeping my eye on it for us. And if you have not had a site audit and gotten your account secured from the root of the hosting up, then you seriously need to think about getting on my wait list now. Folks, I'm already booking into January, so don't delay on this. And audits are discounted for the holidays. Now, I'm also hearing reports that folks are seeing automated traffic for free.com traffic to their Google Analytics. Now, this may be a ghost bot, as the referral page is not set or identified. You'll want to Google how to block ghost bots from analytics, as they never actually open a page or post on your site, and you can't block it there. Now, I'm not saying it is a ghost bot. That's just what it's indicating. In WordPress tips, is it safe to update to WordPress 5.3 yet? Nope, not yet. And I'm shocked that 5.3.1 hasn't come out yet. Now, there have been some reports of minor issues, especially around images, but I'm not hearing massive screaming about it. And honestly, I don't know if that's due to the lack of folks having issues or the lack of folks delaying their update. And maybe the lack of updates is contributing to the lack of issues being reported. And that's why WordPress hasn't been spewing out minor bug fix releases. I don't know. I do know that many specialized theme developers are still telling folks to hold off. Now, I'm still having issues even getting the update to complete on two of my test sites, One says it can't authenticate WordPress 5.3 and the other just froze. So I'm holding off until I can get those two things working. And my other test sites updated just fine. So it's a real toss of a coin on this one. And I'm just not prepared to declare it safe yet. Now, one of the bugs I've heard about with images is the new feature in WordPress 5.3 to optimize huge images. Now, I wasn't a fan of this when I first heard about it, as I preach constantly about why you should always optimize your images prior to upload. If you haven't seen that yet, then go read the speed section on my helpful post page for more on image optimization. There's bunches of posts. Now, some folks are reporting that WordPress is taking their images down to thumbnail size, and nobody is sure what's tripping the wire on what WordPress thinks is too big about the image that makes it kick in this reduction feature. Now, I know some of you have some mighty big images for Pinterest and such, and I don't want you to get popped with this. But if you do, there is a way to disable that feature. So go read the post that I've linked for you in the show notes if you need it. I got something for my webmasters. You know, one of the big fixes we do after a site audit is to clean out all the orphan files, folders, and database tables left behind after you delete a plugin. You know, some of them just don't come out cleanly. And that can also leave behind a junky, bloated database, too. And that's a problem for speed. Now, imagine looking through a messy closet for something. Now, how much longer does that take you than finding it in an orderly closet that only has the stuff you need in it? Well, it's the same thing when you request for something in your database hits and needs to pull something up for a post or page. Getting that database cleaned out causes an uptick in speed that's noticeable. In fact, many of my clients tell me how much faster their sites are running just after we clean all the junk out and get rid of the Resource Hog plugins. And that's before we even do the speed tweaks. So, to help my webmasters, I made a post with the table prefixes of popular plugins. It's linked on the webmaster training site too, but I wanted to make it public so I can share it with speed up groups and such as well. You know, sometimes it's not always easy to identify which plugins those database tables belong to, and we certainly don't want to drop tables of active plugins. And no, those database cleaner plugins will not take care of these orphans. They need to be done manually. In SEO tips, Google has finally acknowledged that at least a full quarter of the entire web is run on WordPress, and they decided to make a plugin for it that brings in data from both your analytics and Search Console account. I am not a fan of this. Anything you bring in from the outside world is going to slow down your site. In this case, that will be on the admin or logged in side of your site. And while it's fun to see those stats when you log in, they don't show everything. You know, if you're serious about the awesome feedback you can get from both analytics and Search Console to help you create even better content that drives traffic to your site, then you need the whole picture and all of the stats. And to me, this plugin does not deliver that. And this should send a bit of a shudder down the spine of all pro SEOs. Google is going to personalize what you see in the knowledge graph it displays to you. That's the info block that's usually on the far right of a search page. That will be dependent on your location in search history in Chrome and more. Go read the article I've got linked for you to see just how many data points they're collecting that go into this thing. Now, the only saving grace for most bloggers is that our content rarely makes it into the knowledge graph anyway. It's mainly for business searches or popular figures like those from history or pop icons, or for places and other info you could get from books. But this type of personalization will spill over even more than it already does into regular search. And with so many personal data points in play that only Google has the info on? How can any SEO tool tell us how our content is performing against other similar content? You know, besides the average rank shown in Google Search Console, I don't know how pro SEOs are going to data mine their competition. We'll see how this plays out. Now, speaking of personalization of search, the big bird update that Google did promises to do an even better job of guessing your search intent and providing the most appropriate links. And the nice folks over at AimClear have collected all of the reliable info out there about the bird update and what it means for us and the future of search. And yes, we'll be talking about this in the DIY SEO course workshops too. And oh, if you logged into your site over the holiday weekend, you may have noticed an ad at the top for buying Yoast SEO premium plugins. Ooh, the blowback on that was so big that Yoast released an update to the plugin to remove that ad. And he replied on Twitter with the hashtag never again. Lots of folks, including other plugin devs, jumped him hard for it, asking what it would be like for end users if all plugins did something like this. So hopefully we won't see that trick again. And I hope WordPress does something about all of the top notifications and they start requiring devs to actually stop showing those notifications once they've been dismissed. They're a real pain to work around if they don't stay gone. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support all the free and helpful info you get on Blogape and to help your buddies. And do come visit with me tonight at the live show. And be sure to visit blogape.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.